Mr. President, members of the faculty and staff, students, alumni, Southern Baptist, all, I am both surprised and grateful for this high honor. I have written out words here because in your 95th year, one is tempted to be endowed with anecdotage. And I must resist the temptation to tell you all of the wonderful, interesting, inspiring, and expiring, silly, stupid, and otherwise disgraceful things that have happened to me. But I am delighted that this occasion is linked into and seen as a part of the sesquicentennial year of Southern Seminary. 150 years of service is a cause for some pride and wonder. Not many institutions last 150 years, whether they be business, academic, or otherwise. Only a relative few such human organizations last 150 years. Now, how does one navigate 150 years? For 150 years, Southern Seminary has navigated the shifting tides of social, economic, political affairs because of divine favor and dedicated leadership, all guided by the inspired Word of God. Those who man the helm have tacked to port or starboard as their times required, but all have had in their hearts fixed on the kingdom of God, and so they steered. The faculty has set the sails in response to the winds of the Holy Spirit. He it is who guides us into the truth. He inspired the writers and guides the readers of the 66 books of the Bible. This faculty today brings high intelligence and superb academic credentials to the students in their search for truth. Here I stand, as we all do, under Jesus Christ, Savior, Redeemer, and Lord. I stand here searching for a word that will add at least an ounce of new strength to the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary. I want that for the centuries yet to come. The poet opined long ago, "New occasions teach new duties. Time makes ancient good uncouth." I cannot quite agree with the poet, because my love for alma mater is rooted in that past. I do agree that the hand of God is directing the winds and waves which have changed and will change Southern Seminary in the future. My support is rooted not just in my love for alma mater, but in my conviction that Almighty God will be using her in the outreach of divine love for a lost world. So, in this moment of gratitude and pride and history, I want to call upon the Southern Seminary alumni and friends to rally around her as a present on her 150th birthday. I ask that because there have been diverse currents running through our community and fellowship. We do not always agree with each other on everything. But what I call upon us to recognize is that the hand of God is upon this institution and those with responsibility for her, and that we acknowledge that and say we will continue our own convictions as they diverge from one another, but we will stand together in one common commitment in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Your unexpected response indicates that you had already arrived at the point towards which I was trying to press. My greatest gift has been to recognize what the audience already thought.